Hi, good evening, everybody. Mordechai Plotzker here. Welcome back to the Nightly Shir, shirenjoyment.com. Tonight I want to just briefly speak about Bamidbar, and the reason why Bamidbar follows, or I should say, it follows Bechukosai, but more importantly, it precedes, you know, the Yontif of Shavuos. So our rabbis explain that we don't want to go into Shavuos after listening to all of the klolos that are present within Parshas Bechukosai, because it's a scary time. And similarly, before Yom HaDin, we also usher in with a good vibe. So there's an understanding that when it comes to this Yontif, we should walk in positive and with a good frame of mind. And how do we do that? So what's inherent within Parshas Bamidbar that allows us this comfort zone? First thing is, we're told to count. And there's two ways of counting. Number one, to understand that every person is valued. So each person is counted. However, each person that's counted is counted by number. So if I'm number five, then that means that you're the only reason why I'm number five is because there are four people ahead of me. But it's also counted by the individual, by the name of the family, Ish Ubeso. That every person has a number, because that's critical to the composite of the Jewish people, to show, as Rav Moshe Feinstein says, how much, as Rashi also points out, how much Hashem loves us. Each person is counted, but not just simply by a number, but also by name, meaning the contributions that individual gives to the community, to society at large. And it's with this comfort that we come into this Yontif, recognizing that the only reason why we have a Yontif such as Shavuos is because collectively we all got together. We stood near the mountain of Har Sinai. We ushered in the Torah, the giving of the Torah, which is a hafta osanu, as we say in the Yontif davening. Ata berchatanu refers to Pesach, a hafta osanu. You love us. You gave us the most precious gift. The most precious gift of all, obviously, is the Torah itself. And it is this mor halacha, it is this guide to life that we utilize every single day, and the gisa b'yom v'layla that we have to study it every single day. But there are some folks that are not able to study Torah every single day because they're busy working. So how is it that they're able to practice Torah study? And the answer might be that if somebody is immersed in business, but he's thinking, what would my father do in this situation? How would my Rebbe respond to that question? What would be the proper action to take, given the circumstances and the environment that I find myself in? Where am I going to draw my emunah from? Where am I going to draw my bitachon from? And you rely, your somech, on your rabbinic leadership, your somech on your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents and what they would do, and then you act upon it. That is Shmiras HaTorah. That is somebody, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, somebody who's constantly thinking about how to implement the Torah, is as though he is learning the Torah all day and all night. And so this gives a lot of people chizik, because it's not possible for some, perhaps everyone, to continuously be osik b'Torah. In fact, there's a big question whether someone has to say berachas HaTorah every time he sits down to learn. And the answer is that since this is a timeless mitzvah, that we're constantly required to perform, there's no requirement to say Berachas HaTorah other than once when a person awakens in the morning. And so therefore we see this valuable input that Chazal provides to us, that when we stand together as a community, as individuals, that is what allowed us to usher in the Torah. And so this is the Yontif of Shavuos. Shavuos means that we took upon ourselves Kimu V'Kiblu. We took upon ourselves something that is even beyond our rational understanding as to all the ramifications and all the requirements that are inherent, and we still said, Baruch Hashem, we have this Torah to observe, and we're not going to forsake it, God forbid. We're always going to hold it near and dear to our heart. And so that's the reason why we're counted not only by number, because each person is valuable, but also by name, by the contributions that each family, each individual within that family, bring to the community and bring to Klal Yisrael at large. And it should be Rov Nachas V'Shevach V'Hodah T'Akash Baruch Hu, that when we come upon this beautiful yontif of learning, Osik Batorah, and the big question, obviously, there's one other point to this, is the big question is, in Pirkei Avos, we say, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. Why doesn't it just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It should say Moshe Kibbol Torah MiHashem. Why does it say Misinai? And some of the, there are a lot of different explanations, but one of them I'd like to share with you tonight is that we try to recreate the atmosphere of Sinai. That we were up all night, and it was, it happened, you know, in the middle of the night, so we got the Torah. So we recreate all those circumstances. There would be a lot more beneficial use of time, perhaps, to replace the workday, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, with Torah study. We would probably be able to tolerate that a lot better than staying up all night. But the reason why we do stay up all night is to recreate the setting and the circumstances of the giving of the Torah, and that in itself gives us that Nachas Ruach, that we can hopefully perpetuate all of the valuable teachings that are inherent within and give it over to another generation, the Simcha, with happiness and with joy, so that they get the sweetness of the Torah on their lips, and God willing, that will be able to be transmitted for many generations to come. Mrs. Mordechai Plotzke wishing you a Chag Kasher v'Sameach, and only the very best, a Yontif of Shavuos that's coming upon us. And God willing, Netzach Hashem, we'll continue this discussion after Yontif for myself. I think it will be here tomorrow night. Have a great Shabbos. Take care.